believe in themselves enough. And it's really sad to see. You got to believe in yourself. And like, if you don't believe you're able to do it, then you'll never be able to.
100%.
Like, that was the biggest thing for me. Like, bro, I lost six figures before I flipped a profit in this shit. And like, I had my parents, my friends, like, bro, I was down bad, man. Like, it was a hard time for me to get out of that hole. But if anything, like, it's kind of like, you know, like David Goggins, like, you got to put yourself in that pit. You got to hit rock bottom
before you can come up, bro.
And 100%. That's what happened to me. Like, I lost six figs. I stopped trading for 3 months, and then I still loved crypto. And this was when crypto started getting back and rolling again. And I was like, or I started looking at crypto again, and I was like, dude, maybe I should look into trading. And then I looked into trading, and I just got super, super locked in on it. And I was like, all right, I made my mistakes in the past. I'm done over leveraging. I'm done over trading. I'm like, I got to stick to this because this is what I love doing. I love doing it. And then from there, it was just exponential.
Yeah, I feel like for a lot of people, especially, it's a lot better earlier on in business or in trading, whatever you do, to go through that like rock bottom points before you come all the way back up, because it's going to be a lot easier for you to avoid making those same exact mistakes that got you to that rock bottom point, especially when you're at a point where, you know, you're on the top.
Exactly.
Imagine going from, you know, just starting to going to the top and then hitting rock bottom.
Bro, that's what happened to me.